Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local governments in California wanted to take aggressive action to cut carbon emissions up to and including banning the use of natural gas appliances in new buildings. The state's Energy Commission has cleared the way for that to potentially happen, and it could mean big changes for all of our lifestyles. Gabrielle Taylor is a building standards engineer with the California Energy Commission. So let me ask you about when we say up top that this could mean big changes for our lifestyle, can it?
I don't think so. Not right now. This is a new ordinance that goes into effect at the beginning of next year for new buildings in local jurisdictions, in a limited number of local jurisdictions.
So is this just kind of a testing thing, or does anybody get to do this after these six now have the power to? Because what, Berkeley started it and then other people were interested? Is that kind of what happened here?
Berkeley did something that was outside the building code. These other six that we adopted yesterday were within the building code. And I think it's important to emphasize that this was an action taken by a local government and elected officials at a local level. The Energy Commission just authorized their enforcement of these ordinances based on the Public Resources Code and our assessment that they complied with all the regular laws.
What about chefs? There are some chefs, I understand, that are not too happy because they're afraid it means they're not going to be able to cook using gas.
Yes, that's correct. There's a number of new technologies. There's magnetic induction stoves that work extremely well for high-quality cooking. But chefs in some of these jurisdictions will be able to apply for an exception so that they can build new restaurants that use gas if they want to. The primary target of this is heating. Space heating and water heating accounts for about 80% of the climate pollutants from buildings. And so these local jurisdictions are taking action to protect their residents from potential future costs of natural gas infrastructure for heating, space heating, and water heating.
Do we have numbers on how much it's actually going to cut down on emissions and help with climate change? Because you've still got trucks and ships and planes and everybody else and power plants.
If these
buildings do it, are they really going to cut into this?
That's an excellent question. Statewide, about over 50% of climate pollutants are from agriculture, but in local urban environments, more than 50%, upwards of 50 to 60% of emissions are from buildings, and a minority is from transportation because it's such a dense area. And so these jurisdictions are taking action to address the long-term risk to their population from new buildings.
And is this happening anywhere else on a large scale in this country or elsewhere?
Yes, there are a number of jurisdictions on the East Coast in Massachusetts that are considering this, and in New York State, this is a wide action. Most of these jurisdictions adopted climate action plans years ago, and now they're just trying to assess technologies they can use to make a difference and respond to their climate action plans that their elected officials have adopted.
So we're also going all electric in this time where the power keeps getting shut off in a lot of places because of wildfire danger. So now people aren't going to be able to use some of their appliances.
Natural gas appliances are also affected by electric power shutoffs. Most natural gas appliances these days are electric controlled or have electric ignition. So I don't think that somebody having natural gas is necessarily going to protect them from the public safety power shutoffs. And I believe that there is an enormous amount of work going on right now on PSPS. So I have a lot of confidence in progress made there.
And for the average household, what does it translate to in terms of money?
These ordinances were shown to be cost-effective by the local jurisdictions. The initial cost in a new building can be thousands of dollars for the piping and the access to the local natural gas distribution system. So you're saving on that infrastructure at the start. And then in the long term, there's a question, depending on the cost of natural gas and the cost of electricity, what the long-term cost will be. But the initial costs were shown to be cost-effective by the local jurisdictions.
Gabrielle Taylor, building standards engineer with the California Energy Commission.